Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the security alert on Derry's Limavady Road has ended after a package was discovered in the area this morning. Taoiseach Micheál Martin tells Deputy Charles Ward the feasibility of a special payment for wheelchair users in October's budget is being examined. The Taoiseach has hit out at criticism of the Occupied Territories Bill, but Donegal's Deputy Patrick McLaughlin tells the Dáil today we need to be on the right side of history and lead the way. And over 22 million euros been invested in retrofitting social homes in Donegal over the course of the past 4 years. We'll have a special report. Later in the bulletin, Mark Gallagher is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation from the PSNI that a security alert on the Limavady Road on Derry's waterside has ended after a suspicious package found this morning was examined and found to be a hoax device. Police say ammunition technical officers examined the package. They say they can now confirm it was a hoax. Police have praised the public and in particular the local school community for their understanding and cooperation, saying they know the public safety operation caused disruption and inconvenience. No homes were evacuated and no roads were closed. A cordon in the area of Heron Way with Nelson Drive has now been lifted. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the feasibility of a special payment for wheelchair users in October's budget is being examined. It's after Donegal Deputy Charles Ward highlighted the daily challenges experienced by wheelchair users. It follows a meeting he had with members of the Irish Wheelchair Association who protested outside the gates of Leinster House yesterday after handing in their pre-budget submission. Deputy Ward said a recent study showed over 90% of members of the association report incurring extra costs as a result of their disability. In particular, Deputy Ward told the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, access and public transport are still major issues.
It's a disgrace in this day and age that public transport is still so inaccessible and insufficient. This is particularly the case in rural Ireland, particularly in Donegal, where many wheelchair users are left isolated in their own homes due to lack of accessible transport. It makes it impossible to work, socialise or be independent in any type of way. On top of this, 92% of members have said that they incur additional costs related to their disability. Taoiseach, will you consider rolling out a travel assistance scheme nationally that responds to the needs of people with disabilities in their own locality? And will you commit to introducing a cost of disability payment in Budget 2026?
The Minister for Disability and Equality brought yesterday proposals to transpose the EU directive, I think, on access, which is an important directive in respect of the access for people with disabilities to public transport in particular. And that is something we're going to progress very quickly. There has been improvements. Minister Dara O'Brien has been working with Éireann Ó Éireann and Bus Éireann in respect of access to public transport there, and he has reached agreement with them. And so this is something that has the attention of government. The more broader question, we will look to the budget to see what we can do in terms of income supports for people with disabilities, or how can we improve upon the existing payments that are already there.
The Taoiseach has hit out at criticism of the Occupied Territories Bill. The drafting of the bill was approved by Cabinet yesterday. It's intended to ban the importation of goods from the Israeli-occupied territories of Palestine. However, there are calls for the ban to include services. In the Dáil Chamber today, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said that provision would result in too many legal complications.
I am working constructively with Senator Black. We will forward that legislation to the Foreign Affairs Committee next month for scrutiny, and let's work intensively to make progress. Most horrific situation has gone on far too long.
Well, also in the Dáil today, Labour brought forward a motion calling on the UN Security Council to take further steps in Gaza, including the deployment of an international peacekeeping force. Speaking on that motion, Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says Ireland needs to be on the right side of history.
What we are now tasked with in this Parliament, in years to come, they will ask, what did we do? What did we do in response to this? It's not a time to talk about multilateral approaches with the rest of Europe. If other European countries are willing to accept the mass starvation of the people of Gaza, we cannot stand by. We know our history. We know what happened to our people. One quarter of them died or were forced out of this country. That is our history. We must take a stand on behalf of the Irish people. We must do everything we can, whether it's the Occupied Territories Bill, whether it's the Banning Israeli Bonds Bill, whether it's this motion to have a UN peacekeeping group on the ground. Future generations will judge us. You cannot stick to the approach you've taken over recent years. We have now crossed the line where it is clear we are not dealing with rational people. We have to take sanctions, take a stand, like we did in South Africa. We led the way back then. Why are we not leading the way now?
Over €22 million has been invested in retrofitting social homes in Donegal over the past 4 years. A council spokesperson confirmed today issues surrounding mould in some properties following retrofitting has now been addressed. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In 2021, €935,000 was spent retrofitting 52 properties in Donegal, installing heat pumps and replacing doors and windows under the Energy Efficiency Retrofit Programme. 141 properties were retrofitted the following year at a cost of €3.7 million. In 2023, €5.6 million in funding was secured to improve 232 homes and €6.44 million last year. The council aims to carry out works on 166 properties this year, with €5.64 million made available. A council spokesperson says they've encountered a number of issues over the years, one being mould growth in some properties following the installation of air-to-water systems. It's been confirmed that a demand control ventilation and mechanical extract ventilation system has been installed in the affected properties, which is said to have had a positive outcome, along with engaging with tenants regarding prevention methods.
A section of bogland is being searched in County Laois as part of a 29-year search for Fiona Pender. Gardaí say the search operation will remain ongoing overnight. Daniel Pitcher is at the Slieve Blue Mountains.
This latest search is taking place in open land in the Slieve Blue Mountains near Clonasslea, County Laois. A section of road at Hillside View just outside the village has been closed while the search takes place. It follows a similar operation yesterday in Bogland in County Offaly, with technical and forensic teams examining both sites. The Irish Aviation Authority has restricted the use of drones in the area for the duration of the search. Fiona Pender was 25 and 7 months pregnant when she went missing from her flat in Tullamore in August of 1990. Her case was reclassified as a murder investigation earlier this year. Daniel Pitcher at the Slieve Blue Mountains in County Laois.
The jury in Gerry Adams' libel case against the BBC is expected to begin its deliberations tomorrow. Members of the jury have been hearing a summary of the evidence in the four courts today. Gerry Adams is taking the action against the BBC over claims it made in an episode of its current affairs programme Spotlight and in an online article that he sanctioned the 2006 killing of Dennis Donaldson outside Lenties in Donegal. That's an allegation he denies. The former Sinn Féin leader is seeking damages of up to €200,000 from the BBC. With 1 week to go before the state exams, Leaving Cert students are being encouraged to explore all higher education options. 38 tertiary bachelor's degrees are on offer this year outside the CAO, including a nursing degree offered by Donegal ETB and ATU's Letterkenny campus. The first 1 to 2 years of the ETB course has no college fee in a bid to make higher education more accessible. Tanya Jones is Deputy Director of the National Tertiary Office, and she has this advice for students sitting the state exams.
Don't let any doubts to stop you to investigating all options which are open to you, would be my advice. Absolutely, go on the website, have a look at what degrees are available in your locality, but also have a look at degrees which are available not just in your region but across the country.
School children in Letterkenny with special needs are said to be facing intolerable delays travelling to and from school as a result of the town's traffic congestion. ANTHI representative Rebecca McDade, who works as an SNA on a school bus, says parents are extremely worried about the knock-on effect the delays are having on their children, who are forced to sit on a bus longer than necessary. She says there is much talk about a number of road projects planned for the town, yet chronic traffic issues persist. Ms McDade says the issue needs to be resolved for once and for all.
When you have such delays with the school buses, it's far too much pressure on the bus drivers alone, and you also have the children on the bus and their parents. Something has got to be done as soon as possible. This cannot be delayed any longer. There's been so much talk about doing different things, and I want to see that being implemented now. I still believe that the Bunagee Bridge is definitely something that needs to be done. And there are other proposals on there as well for other roads that can be widened and new roads made. We cannot wait any longer. The children on the buses, some of them are non-verbal, and they get extremely frustrated when they're sitting in traffic. And we cannot have that, because it's extremely hard on the person who's on the bus, the S&A on the bus, and also the bus driver. The bus driver really feels the pressure. So with last week and the delays, the school was under pressure wondering where the bus was coming for the second, you know, the second run. So we cannot allow that. And parents were frustrated.
And as you mentioned there, many people sit in the traffic, but it's the knock-on effect that it's having on these children, disrupting their entire day.
Yes, because they are children that need routine. And they know their routine. And we know their routine. And when they are taken off the routine, they just don't like that. And it frustrates them. And it leaves them with terrible anxiety. And we just can't have that. Because when it's a knock-on effect with one child gets upset in the bus, it's a knock-on effect with all of them. So it just can't be allowed to happen anymore.
Rebecca McDade speaking there to Michaela Clark. Latest figures show there's been a significant improvement in wait times for people beginning cancer treatment in Donegal. Councillor Declan Meehan first raised the issue in February at a meeting of the Regional Health Forum West and was told that just 31% of patients were seen within the 15-day target. It's now been confirmed the number who began treatment within the recommended timeline in March and April was 79%. Councillor Meehan says that's a welcome improvement. He wants to see that sustained and improved.
Very good news, and some positive progress being made with regards to cancer treatment wait times at Letterkenny University Hospital. I raised this issue at the Regional Health Forum back in February of this year, and at that stage only 31% of patients were being seen within the recommended time frame of 3 weeks or 15 working days. I sought an update on that because I was aware of work that was ongoing in the hospital since February to try and improve those wait times. And though not perfect, there is a vast improvement. And instead of 31% of patients being seen within the recommended time frame, that has now increased to 79% when you look at March and April in isolation. So the work that has been done by the management and the team, the multidisciplinary working group in Letterkenny University Hospital, is bearing fruit and is ultimately going to result in better outcomes for patients at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Now, Sean Murphy did say that work on this had been ongoing even before you raised it in February, but this is an indication that as long as you have public representatives raising these issues publicly, there is a better chance of actually getting the sort of outcomes that you've got on this occasion.
Absolutely. Look, it's so important to have public representatives at every level raising the issues that affect Letterkenny University Hospital, but also our healthcare across the board. The Regional Health Forum is a great opportunity to do just that, because ultimately all public representatives want the same thing, which is better outcomes for patients and better outcomes for people that live in Donegal.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. It is a big night ahead for the under-20 footballers of Tyrone as Louth provide the opposition in the All-Ireland under-20 football final at the Boxit Athletics Grounds in Armagh. Tyrone are aiming to win back-to-back underage All-Ireland titles for the first time in 24 years, and if they're successful, it would be a third All-Ireland in 4 years for the county and for manager Paul Devlin. Louth are aiming for a first ever title at this age group, and former Louth star JP Rooney believes his county will need to be mindful of Tyrone attacking threat.
You have McElhelm in midfield, who's contributed very highly. The inside line, Rory McCullough, all these lads have been matching up big scores. So they'd have to be very, very mindful of that.
Throw-in in Armagh is at 7:30. The three bodies that oversee Gaelic Games have established a central fixtures oversight committee. The Camogie Association, GAA and LGFA see it as a significant step towards full integration. The committee is looking at a long-term vision for fixtures in one association and developing protocol around facilities for all codes. The steering group on integration has also stated its goal to have one single membership for all associations by 2027. In soccer, Real Betis and Chelsea will do battle in the Conference League final tonight. The Blues are looking to become the first club to win all major European trophies, while the Spanish side arrive in Poland in search of a first piece of European silverware. Chelsea captain Reece James says the best way to enjoy tonight's final is to win it, and he wants to end the season on a high.
Making it enjoyable is, it helps if you win, you know, so that would probably be our first target, you know, to set out well and hopefully, you know, get the win and enjoy it after that.
Kickoff in Rocklaw is at 8 Irish time. The nominees for the 35th FAI International Awards have been confirmed ahead of the event on Friday, June 6th. Three Donegal players, Tyler Toland, Anna Patton and Luke O'Donnell, have been included. St Johnson native Toland is nominated in the Young Women's International Player of the Year category. Anna Patton, who qualifies to play for Ireland through her Donegal grandfather, is one of three nominees for Senior Women's International Player of the Year, as Kyra Carusa and Julianne Russell are also named. Inis Owenman, Luke O'Donnell is in the Men's Under 18 International Player of the Year category, and Robbie Brady, Nathan Collins and Kevin Kelleher are the nominees for the Senior Men's International Player of the Year. The winners will be presented with their trophies in the Aviva Stadium ahead of the international friendly between Ireland and Senegal. Real Sociedad midfielder Martin Zubimendi is set to undergo a medical ahead of a move to Arsenal. The 26-year-old defensive midfielder's release clause is €60 million. The Spanish international has played 180 La Liga games for the Basque club. In golf, the dates for the 2027 Ryder Cup at Adair Manor have been confirmed. The European and US teams will go head-to-head from the 17th until the 19th of September. It'll be the second time Ireland has hosted the event. Padraig Harrington, Paul McGinley and Darren Clark were part of a winning European team at the K Club in 2006. Moving on to tennis, two-time finalist Casper Ruud is out of the French Open at the second round stage, his earliest exit since 2018. The Dane needed treatment for a leg injury after the third set at 2-1 down, before losing in four sets to Nuno Borges from Portugal. Men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz is safely through to round three after beating Hungary's Fabian Marozsán. And four-time champion Iga Swiatek has beaten Emma Raducanu in their round two clash. Swiatek came through 6-1, 6-2. World number one Aryna Sabalenka will be in action later. She plays Swiss Jill Teichmann. Finally, in motorsport, the official launch of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally will take place this Friday evening in Letterkenny, and the much-anticipated entry list will also be released. The event will take place in the Letterkenny Public Services Centre on the Needlety Blinney Road from 7 o'clock. Rally fans are invited to come along and meet some of the competing crews, hear directly from organisers and get up close to a selection of stunning rally cars on display. The entry is set to be bulked up with some major names from the world of rally, along with the best of the Tarmac Championship competitors, including Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who are chasing three in a row international victories. That's all your sport for today. Back with more during the half 8 news tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. The Junior Transport Minister says the driving test waiting list is out of control. The Road Safety Authority last week set out a plan to reduce the length of time people are waiting from an average of 27 weeks to 10. The plan would include hiring more driver testers and having tests across weekends. Junior Minister Sean Canny says the situation is unacceptable.
The length of time people have been waiting, and the average is way, way beyond what it should be, and the longest period could be up to 9 months. It's totally unacceptable. We need to make sure that we're increasing the number of testers, but also we need to act, a little bit smarter as well, and that we should be testing on Saturdays, Sundays. We should be starting earlier in the morning so that we actually reduce the waiting times.
There are calls for a three-part strategy to be implemented to support the efforts of Tidy Towns groups in Donegal. Councillor Joy Baird has proposed a rollout of a targeted awareness campaign, additional signage and a pilot project targeting the disposal of pizza boxes. Donegal County Council's Director of Water and Environment, Michael McGarvey, confirmed the motion would be explored. Councillor Baird believes that if provided, the measures would be hugely beneficial in helping to keep towns and villages clean.
I had a three-point strategy, sort of, basically a rollout of a targeted public awareness campaign on the litter and issues that we have in all our towns and villages, sort of hoping that the council will engage with social media platforms to educate the public just on how important it is to keep our towns and villages clean, and I suppose promote respect of our public spaces. Then the second part was sort of to have more visible signage in town centres, areas where there's high footfall, hopefully to encourage people in these areas, you know, to keep them litter free and reminding them of their responsibility to dispose of any waste properly.
Meanwhile, Buncrana Tidy Towns Initiative has written to Donegal County Council and to council members to highlight what they say is a lack of basic services in the town. The letter, signed by the group and local businesses, calls for the road sweeper service in Buncrana to be reinstated on a 5-day-a-week basis. RTE Director General has told an Oireachtas committee today the cost of a failed IT system was recorded in the broadcaster's accounts, but not clearly enough. RTE executives were questioned at Leinster House as TDs examine how the broadcaster is being run. The media committee has also been looking at staffing, spending and RTE's new voluntary redundancy scheme. Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne says he finds it difficult to understand how Director General Kevin Backhurst was unaware of a €3.6 million IT failure.
Somebody in RTE was aware of this in 2023. You know, you came in as Director General at the time. You were aware about all the other controversies going around, and nobody thought in RTE to come to you and say, hey DG, we actually have a problem and it's a €3.6 million write down.
There have been calls for a major push to secure funding for improvements on the N15 from Macleay Corner in Stranorer toward Killigordon and Castlefim. Speaking at a meeting of Lifford Stranorer Municipal District this week, Councillor Patrick McGowan said the road had previously been included in a plan along with the long-awaited Twin Towns bypass, but Councillor McGowan says the bypass is now part of the 10T project and that effectively puts the N15 off the table. He wants the Council's Chief Executive and Director of Road Services to brief Municipal District members, and ultimately he wants a meeting with Transport Minister Dara O'Brien. Councillor McGowan says what they're looking for is
Many years ago, the M15 would have been one of the three major projects in the county, along with the Belfast Northern Bypass and the roads from Lifford to Letterkenny. There was no Bonagie Link or nothing at that time, but that's all passed now. We have the TNT, but what happened is that the M15 has gone onto mothballs, and there's no talk about it or nothing. It's not actually included in the National Development Plan. Now, we're not looking for a new offline road. We're just looking for a realignment. We just want to get the road. Now that we've done Ballyshannon, the Bundoor and Donegal Town bypass, Donegal Town right into Balbuffet, we want to start now at Stranorer. Stranorer to Killigordon to link up at least with the Greenway and Castlefin. This road's absolutely desperate, very narrow, very twisty, a lot of accidents. Now they've been working on the area outside Stranorer there at St. Joseph's Hospital, at a place called Corcam Bends. They've been designing something there for the last 5 or 6 years. But that's why I want to get the pressure and make sure that everything has been done in Donegal with our senior management to push this, number one. Then when we know that it has been pushed at all levels, then to go to the department, meet the minister and the department and lobby to get it done, to get it in competition with other projects down the country and even within their own county. Like, this is a gateway to the county. We have three national primary, M13, M14 and M15, and M15 has not been considered for anything at the moment.
Weather forecast: a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers with cloud thickening this evening. Outbreaks of rain spreading from the southwest early tonight. It'll be mild, but rather breezy, with outbreaks of rain becoming widespread and heavy at times. Lowest overnight temperatures 10 to 13, with south to southwest winds increasing moderate to fresh and gusty, strong near the coast. Windy, damp and cloudy to begin tomorrow, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some temporary brighter sunny spells may occur in the afternoon. Fresh to strong and gusty southwest to west winds will ease somewhat through the day. Mild and humid, with top temperatures 15 to 19 degrees Celsius, coolest near the coast. The main stories in brief this Wednesday evening: and police in Derry have confirmed a security alert on Limavady Road in the Waterside has ended. A suspicious package discovered in the area this morning was examined and found to be a hoax device. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the feasibility of a special payment for wheelchair users in October's budget is being looked at. It's after Donegal Deputy Charles Ward highlighted the daily challenges experienced by users in rural counties like Donegal. It follows a meeting he had with members of the Irish Wheelchair Association, who protested outside the gates of Leinster House this week. And over €22 million has been invested in retrofitting social homes in Donegal over the past 4 years. A council spokesperson has confirmed issues surrounding mould in some properties following retrofitting has been addressed. We're back with headlines at 6. Check all the day's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 28th of May. The sudden death has taken place of Thomas McCauley, Glencush, Lifford. Remains reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving in Clonlea Church of Ireland, Lifford, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Clonlea Church of Ireland, Lifford, care of Gillian Graham or any family member. And the death has taken place of Bridget Chamberlain, Lower Illies, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Bridget's remains are reposing at her late residence. Wake tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning, leaving at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Coghill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.